grass is really greener.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet and wild. There must be something in the water. Sipping gin and juice. Laying underneath the palm trees.
Yeah.
And the birds break their necks. Trying to creep a little sneak peek.
What? Turn it up because it's getting heavy. Wild, wild West Coast. These are the girls I love the most. I mean the ones, I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her buns. The girl's afraid she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay, I won't play. I love the bay just like I love LA. Venice Beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everything. Homeboys banging out. All that ass hanging out. Bikinis, zucchinis, martinis, no weenies. Just the king and the queenie. Katie, my lady, look at here, baby. I'm all up on you, cause you representing California.
Hello and welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick and you just heard California Girls by Katy Perry featuring Snoop Dogg. This is the beginning of a very special episode I'd like to call Songs with the Same Name. I feel like the title of the episode is pretty self-explanatory. Basically, what I'll be doing today is I'll be going through some of my favorite songs that just happen to share the same name. Some of these are a little bit loose on my interpretation of the same name. For example, if we're getting super technical, this song is California Girls with a U. And a little spoiler, our next song will be California Girls by the Beach Boys, which has an I. And small stuff like that. They're not perfect, but they have the same name. This song, I remember, was a big part of my childhood. I was, I think, 7 when this song came out. And I was definitely one of those kids that listened to the radio and the radio edits of a lot of songs. And I don't think I was aware for the first 3 years that I knew about this song that Snoop Dogg was even on it. Because in the radio edit, his verse was not featured. But now, obviously, I've grown since then. And, of course, Snoop Dogg is on California Girls and it's iconic. And the song is iconic. The music video is very well known when she performed at the Super Bowl. I'm sure we all remember the Sharks. And this song, I just really enjoy this song. It's a pop bop. It is a dance tune that I just enjoy. I don't know. While we're on the topic of things from my childhood that I enjoyed, can I quickly talk about Flo Rida performing at Spring Fling? Because I, for one, am very excited. I listened to Flo Rida a lot when I was younger. And even if you don't listen to Flo Rida a lot, they're a great choice. They have upbeat dance music. Everybody knows Low. Everybody knows My House, and like You Go Down, they know Right Round. I don't know if they're gonna perform Right Round and bring Kesha out. That'd be crazy, but I think he's a very good choice. I think they're a very good choice. But without further ado, I guess I'll just go into the next song, which I already told you guys about. It's California Girls by the one, the only, the Beach Boys.
California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California.
I love the drums, and that song, I think, is probably one of their more well-known songs. I know that, I think that song blew up on TikTok at some point, and you know, on the show, we love songs that blew up on TikTok. But did you know the original name for the drums was Goat Explosion? And then they immediately changed it to Elkland before finally settling on the drums. Honestly, Goat Explosion reminds me of Andy Dwyer from Parks and Rec and Mouse Rat or Scarecrow Boat or the number of names that his band has throughout the course of the show. Goat Explosion, I feel, would fit. I feel like Andy Dwyer would possibly name his band Goat Explosion. Yeah, they met at Bible Camp, which is crazy. The founding members, they met at Bible Camp and they named it Goat Explosion. So, you do with that what you will. But that song was called Money. And the next song that I have for you guys is called Money also. No. It's called Money. 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 So, here's Money, Money, Money by ABBA.
Me. That's too bad. In my You gave me a chance. I'd rather be.
I know my girlfriend in particular is probably bopping her head right now because I know she loves that song. And that was Rather Be by Clean Bandit featuring Jess Glynn. The only problem is the song was on Jess Glynn's album, I Cry When I Laugh. Clean Bandit is a musical group that did all the music in that song, and Jess Glynn is the one singing. But on at least in the iTunes Apple library, the song is done by Clean Bandit. The artist is Clean Bandit, and Jess Glynn is only a feature. I find that very interesting. But that is also a super popular song from the childhood of many people, or in around my age range. That's it was a super popular song, and it's a great dance song, and it's just, I just always enjoy it. It always just makes me happy when I hear the song. I don't really know what else to say about that song. I mean, it's a good song. Taking a little break from the show to do my PSA for you all. Here we go. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runways 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit LoganNoise.org. That's LoganNoise.org. A public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. That PSA is particularly funny to me because I have the same problem in my neighborhood where I live at home. I live in Southern California, and I live very close to John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California. And there's a lot of problems because Orange County is known for having very very well-off particular citizens, and there's just been a lot of problems because the airport is loud, and they've made a lot of progress, I would say. I don't know how to say progress because some of it I don't agree with. I'll get to it in a second, but some of the stuff that these boards want the airport to do is insane. But one of the big ones is that the airplanes do not take off before 7 a.m. So they load up the morning flights, they load up, they taxi out onto the runway, and they just sit there. And the second the clock hits 7 a.m., they take off. In high school, the sound of the plane was actually my alarm to wake up because my window in my room actually faced the airport, so I would wake up to the sound of the airplanes taking off, because it never happened before 7 a.m. One of the biggest things that some of these citizens wanted the airport to do was they wanted the planes to take off from the runway and go into a straight vertical and then top off and then shoot out over the Pacific, pull a U-ey, and then if they're not going west, go to their destination, which is insane. Insane. I am not a fan of airplanes. I'm not the biggest fan of airplanes. I don't particularly enjoy flying. Whenever I say that, my mom always says, well, maybe if you had flown when air flying was more luxurious, and they like treated you better, and they didn't treat you like garbage, I don't think it would help. I don't like the idea of being plopped in a little metal container with strangers for a extended amount of time. I always sit near the window because it makes me feel like the space is a little bigger. I always try to keep my head down. But the idea of leaving an airport and going straight up where I am fully on my back, but I'm in a chair, and then suddenly, whoop, you just pop out. No. I'm not doing that. There's no way I'm doing that. There's no way anyone is doing that. That is crazy. Some of these Orange County, like, people are out of touch to the point where why would you think that's a good idea to propose vertical takeoff? What? I don't know. This, they seem not as far along here with Logan as where I'm from. So, hopefully you're, what was it called? The Medford Aircraft Association, whatever. Hopefully you guys can figure it out where you're not becoming, did they use the word sacrificial in the, they use the word sacrificial, the sacrificial neighborhoods. Hopefully there are no more sacrificial neighborhoods. You can all enjoy your rest so planes aren't taken off over your head. Sorry about that. But I'm telling you now, don't push for vertical takeoff, especially at an international airport. That does not seem like a good idea. You're going to make people upset. And then people like me, who don't like flying, are not going to like you. So think about that for the future. But now, moving away from the PSA, we're not going to worry about it anymore. This show is not about airplanes. This show is not about flight enjoyment. This show is about songs that have the same name. You just heard Rather Be by Clean Bandit featuring Jess Klein. And there's another Rather Be that I was about to say. There's another Rather Be I'd rather be listening to, but I do like both Rather Be's. But this one is the second, I would say second, it's right under the most popular song of this particular group, with the most popular song, this will probably give it away, being Bittersweet Symphony. If you haven't figured it out, it's The Verve. This is from their album Fourth. Hopefully it's the fourth album that they released. That would be very strange if it wasn't. But it's a really good song. The album cover is clouds, and I feel like I'm in the clouds when I listen to this song. So just enjoy.
You know these feelings I found, they are oh so just living under some cloud. Always on the eve of destruction. Make you wanna scream out loud. And as I watch the birds soar, by the lies in which you spun. Oh mama, mama, why I'm still crying. Oh, another day has come. Cause I'd rather
so long waiting for you to call me. You're the only one I want by my side when I fall asleep. Tell me what I'm waiting for. Tell me what I'm waiting for. I know it's wrong, but we need each other. No, it's wrong, but we need each other.
I move mountains on my own, don't need nobody, yo. Share your mind when I change my life. Better stop believing in myself. And we all now looking for God, so we never see it in ourselves. Shit divine and adventure and movie style. It's hard to tell what a prayer compare. You can find me dancing in between the range. Just trying to find a way to make the pain stop. All the time on the graveyard. Got a nigga feeling bad. My instability's trademark. Copywritten in all my decisions. This is not supposed to be a way of living. Turn my temple down into a prison.
Spending all my time before I need to call. You're the only one I want by my side when I fall asleep.
Slide out the back without the neighbors knowing. Pose for the picture with the pearly whites. Deadlands zooming in, catching all my strikes. Use trade drone for some money, and she gave me all I need for the night. 40 survives, morally alright, but I need some advice, and I know that I'm acting foolish.
Preacher put me up around noonish. Apple blood, yeah, we coolin'. Preacher put on outcasts, 100 days yeah, we cruising.
Ooh, and I love you right. Be there for you.
That was Sugar by the band that is no longer a band, Brockhampton. I can't believe that it's still been, what has it been? How long has it been? Four or five months since they played their final show in LA. I did enjoy Brockhampton, and I do enjoy that song. That's another one of their bigger songs, which is why I wanted to play it for you guys. But I think Brockhampton is an example of something that is not traditional, and it's a little bit experimental, a little bit unique, but it still creates something beautiful and something that you can connect to. And I really appreciate music that does that. And fortunately, there are a lot of different individuals or groups that try to push maybe the sound or the presentation or anything like that, and just do something where they can allow others to view themselves in the music that the artist puts out. And that Sugar is beautiful Brockhampton song. And I don't really know what else to say about Brockhampton. I mean, maybe in the future they'll decide that they want to release more music, or even if they choose not to release more music, maybe they'll decide to do another show, do another tour. I feel like that's years in the future, not recent, but maybe there's hope. Maybe something will happen. Maybe something will happen. Sugar was the name of the song, which means the name of the next song is also Sugar. Now, can you think of a very popular song that happens to be called Sugar? I'll give you a hint. Adam Levine. If you guessed Sugar by Maroon 5, you are correct. Congratulations. Give yourself a pat on the back, because Sugar by Maroon 5 is what's up next. Enjoy.
Yeah. mouth, that sugar sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy shit, no makeup on, that's my sugar.
Not the little laugh at the end. That was Sugar by Maroon 5, Adam Levine, doing a little chuckle in the last 5 seconds of the song. That is the most mid-2010s thing I've ever heard in a song, but I'm living for it. I enjoy it. Before I get to the last set of songs for the evening morning, I wanted to preface them by saying there's been a little mix up with these songs in a previous show, and so I wanted to address it. You know, during my cover show, I falsely said incorrectly, I made a mistake, and I immediately apologized because I want to do you guys right. I played No Doubts, It's My Life, and I mistakenly said that the original was Bon Jovi's It's My Life, when it was, in fact, Talk Talk's It's My Life. But there's one It's My Life, and there's another It's My Life. So we're going to hear a couple It's My Lifes, which I think is a good fit as we're coming to the end of the semester. Because, you know, it's your life. Finish up school and go live your life. And then come back and do more school and live your life. Because it's your life. And to quote each song, it's your life, it's now or never. Or it's my life, I don't regret. Either or, you know, it is suitable. But first up of the two, we'll have the song that I mistakenly said first, Bon Jovi, It's My Life. And then after that, I'll play for you guys Talk Talk's It's My Life. So, without further ado, from his album Crush, here's Bon Jovi's It's My Life.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted. My life is now or never. I ain't gonna live forever.
I really enjoy that song, just as I really enjoyed all of the songs that I played tonight for you guys. I really enjoy the music. I enjoy the music. I enjoy the music. I know that's such a generic and kind of basic thing to say, but I do. I enjoy the music, and I hope you all enjoyed the music. We had California Girls. We had A Little Bit of Money. We had some Sugar. We had, what else did we have? What else did we have? I'm blanking. We had a couple Rather Bees. And then we finished off after Sugar with two It's My Life's. That just shows you that there are only a finite amount of good song titles. That's not true. There's some really obscure song titles that are also very good. But sometimes you just have to give your song the same name somebody else gave a song. Or vice versa, where you were like, oh, I got such a good song title. And then somebody went and copied you. Well, they say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. So I guess you should be flattered. I'm gonna call it. That's all for today. If you like what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0, and I have been Nick, wishing you a great Sunday morning, a great month of April. We are free of April Fools, no more April Fools. I know I played a couple April Fools jokes on some people, on my girlfriend and on my friend and on my mother over text, and I did have fun with that. But now it's April 2nd, and now the final full month of the semester. Let it begin as we wind down from midterms and go into finals as we move into summer. Summer internships, finding summer subletters, all the stress and excitement of that last month. Make the most of it. If you're stressed, go on a walk, go to the gym, maybe watch an episode of whatever show you're watching, watch a movie. Text a friend, say, hey, let's go get dinner at Duick. Or let's go swing by Mini Hodge and get a churro bowl for lunch, because that is what they'll have next week. So go ham on the churro bowls, on the burrito bowls. And as always, just enjoy yourself. Enjoy life, because it's your life and you won't regret. Have a great night.